Today.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. I want to talk a little bit more about the invasion crisis. We also have some a very funny story about Tucker Carlson that I want to tell you about in just a second. We'll go out to your phone calls again. But this story is from CBS News. It's one of those stories where, like, if you just have the bare minimum knowledge, awareness, or intelligence to critically read this, it's saying the opposite of what it purports to say. So the headline from CBS News, Trump's plan to deport millions of immigrants would cost hundreds of billions of dollars, CBS News analysis shows. We can't afford it, folks. We can't afford to deport the invaders, apparently. For my audience, I'm sure you're already rolling your eyes because the very obvious rebuttal to this is, but how much does it cost for them to stay? But they're really trying to convince you that deporting the millions upon millions of people that came into the country. And hey, look, if it's really expensive, if it's going to be painful, if it's going to cost a lot to get rid of these people, the fault lies at the people who let them in the first place. Obviously. Obviously, right? Because you've got some vandal, you know, going into an IKEA and throwing paint all over one of the model kitchens, and somebody else comes in and goes, this is going to take hundreds of dollars to clean up all of this. And the IKEA manager's just like, how dare you? How dare you? And the guy, the vandal, is just standing there like, I can't believe it. Can't believe you're going to cost us this much money from cleaning up. No, the person cleaning up the mess is not to blame for the cost of the mess. It's the person who made the mess. It's people who let in the migrants that are responsible, that are at fault for the hundreds of billions of dollars that's going to cost us either way. Either way, this cost us hundreds of billions of dollars. But let's look at their ridiculous justification for saying, literally, they're saying we cannot afford to deport criminals, to deport illegal immigrants. But I repeat myself. They say last week, Trump drew fervent applause from a rally crowd after saying he would get these people out and deport them so rapidly in Aurora, Colorado. On Friday, Trump told rallygoers he would rescue Aurora and every town that has been invaded and conquered. Immigration researchers, lawyers, and economists have pointed to immense constitutional, humanitarian, and economic problems posed by Trump's oft-repeated pledge. They say beyond the anticipated damage to immigrant families, communities, and local economies, the roundup and deportation of some 11 million people, try 50 million, is near impossible to bankroll, according to an analysis of U.S. budget and immigration court data by CBS News. Even if Congress approved the hundreds of billions of dollars in spending, deporting every undocumented immigrant living in the U.S. would take far longer than 4 years, the analysis finds. Oh, so let's just not do it, I guess? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. They also say apprehending and deporting just 1 million people could cost taxpayers $20 billion. Deporting 11 million people would cost 20 times that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 20 times what the nation spent a year over the last 5 years on deporting living people in the U.S. People living in the U.S. Like, you can tell just from the way they phrase this, it doesn't make any sense. Deporting 11 million people over 4 years would cost more than 20 times the amount that the nation spent in over the last 5 years per year deporting people. Like, what does that even mean? Deporting over the last 5 years, the amount spent per year to deporting people is 1/20th of what it would take to deport 11 million over 4 years. Who cares? What is this math? Who cares?
You know, Harrison, I think they're right. I think what we need to do is allow them to stay here and form a permanent underclass, almost like we just pay them like a subsistence wage.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
That seems like the most humane thing to do, right?
You know what? I actually have a solution to this. It's very easy. It'll be very cheap, like incredibly cheap, actually. By the way, an interesting twist to this is that lawful immigrants, legal immigrants, is actually more expensive than illegal immigration on a per migrant cost, with each legal migrant getting $4,300 in benefits more than they pay in taxes per year. So each legal immigrant costs America $4,300 per year as a deficit to their household. And that's people with lawful immigrant head of household.
No, but like they're totally not like sucking up other services, like, you know, seats in schools.
Oh, that's the thing. Yes, you're exactly right. And that's the thing. First of all, let's just put this in context. They say it's going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars. Good Lord, we can't do it, to deport these people as a one-time cost, and then they're gone. Here's how much it costs right now to support these people in the country. Clip number 24. Oh, that's the FEMA camp one. Oh, yeah, 23, sorry, or 25, yes.
There's a new report from the U.S. House Committee on Homeland Security majority. They say the price tag per year is $451 billion. That is both for the housing and care of the asylum seekers, as well as those known gotaways.
So that's housing and care. Housing and care, $450 billion per year. Per year, $500 billion per year just on their lodging. Okay?
No. But see, the thing is that we'll totally make that money back in all the tax revenue that they generate.
Right.
Because they're totally not working under the table, and they're totally not, you know, forming black markets themselves. Right?
Right. No, I mean, this is the thing. When you really start thinking about it, it's the black market. It's the under the table, you know, money where you're not getting taxes from. Even officially, as I just showed you on the table, legal immigrants are tax drains. They don't provide more than they are given. They are given $4,000 more per year than they provide. So they're tax drains constantly, and that's legal immigrants. Illegal immigrants, obviously, significantly less contributed to taxes and more services used. It's not counting schools. It's not counting the money and the time, the innumerable man hours wasted on the crimes committed by these people, on the investigating, on the court procedures to tell whether or not they're asylum seekers, on the border patrol that we have to, you know, send out there to bring these people in, on the flights that they use. I mean, it's not including any of that stuff.
Oh, so, about the legal services, the court dates they all have to attend?
Exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the court dates, the court procedures, just for immigration and for being an illegal immigrant, on top of the crimes that they commit that make everything more expensive. On top, I mean, just it goes on and the school positions that they're taking up that aren't just, you know, the same as an American person, which would be bad enough already, but, you know, when they don't speak English and they need extra services, you need to hire extra people to do the translating or extra teachers to teach them specifically or extra, you know, counselors to coordinate it all. It's, I mean, the cost is astronomical. So it is, just long story short, it is a ridiculous claim to make that it would somehow be more expensive to deport these people than not. It's just absolutely absurd, completely ridiculous. And hey, even if it was more expensive, you know where that money would be going, the money spent to deport these people? It'd be going to American people. It'd be going to citizens, the ones who are paid to actually do the deportation, or the corporations that would be need to provide the transportation and everything. The money would be going to Americans rather than being poured into this permanent slave underclass of criminals that we are importing by the millions. But let me just tell you, before we got to calls, what the solution to this is, how you can do it for pennies on the dollar. It would cost practically nothing. Now, I've explained this before, but let me lay it out again. You simply make an announcement and you say, we are providing free trips back to your home country. Anybody that's arrived over the last 4 or 5 years, we hate to break this to you, but you were let in under false pretenses. They used illegal methods to not enforce the law, right? The executive branch simply choosing not to enforce the law is not its prerogative. It does not get to write laws from the executive branch. The legislature has written laws. It says that the border has to be secured. It says that people coming across have to be legitimate asylum seekers, or they have to wait over. the executive branch has unilaterally decided to upend all of that stuff and provide temporary protected status and all this other crap that they did through executive order. All of that can be undone through the executive orders. It can all be taken away again just because you let somebody in, just because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas opened the gates and said, actually, you can come on in and get everything for free. It doesn't mean that we are then obligated forever to uphold that agreement they made on our behalf. They had no right to do it. It can be undone. So you tell the immigrants, look, I'm sorry, you were brought here under false pretenses. You are not allowed to stay. You are going to have to go home. We are going to not prosecute you or punish you whatsoever. We are going to provide you free transportation back to your home country on our dime, first class, direct flight, no problem. Go to your local registration office, sign up for a flight. We're going to get you out of here within a week. And if you don't do that, you're going to be arrested and charged and face up to 20 years of hard labor. So see you at the registration office, okay? It's literally as simple as that. We will happily return you to your home country. No arrests made, no SWAT teams raiding places. No, it's up to you. You got to do this. And you have a year, 10 months. You have 3 months, whatever the time period is. You have this long to go sign up for a flight home. If you don't do that, now you're in violation of the law. Now you're a criminal in the United States. Now we will be coming to get you, and you're not going home. You're staying here, and you're fixing our roads for the next 20 years. You don't think immigrants, do you think immigrants would risk that? Or would they just go back to the countries they came from that are not in war and not starving and not being doing, you know, nothing there is happening that would qualify them for asylum anyway, so they get to go back home. They get to go back home. You're welcome. We're very generous people. We're happy to provide you a flight back home. If you refuse our very generous offer, you will be digging ditches for 20 years. So make the choice.